Greetings, everyone. I received a message the other day from my beloved higher self offering me a powerful clearing and healing that he said would not only benefit me, but the entire planetary body of which I am a part. I decided to offer the healing and clearing to others through these two online events so that the energy could be multiplied and magnified through our group consciousness and groundedness. This is the message, and I share it with you today. My brothers and I wish to offer a group clearing and healing which will benefit both the individual and collective group aspect of yourself, as well as the group consciousness of Gaia as an embodiment of divine love. This offering and coming together of the light beings will assist all conscious beings to integrate the maximum frequencies of light, which will be flooding your energy fields with the opening of the 1111 gateway, right through to the 1221 solstice, and the grand finale of 2016, a year that has proven itself to be one of your toughest yet in your ascension journey. The healing will include an expansion of the pineal, pituitary, hypothalamus, and thalamus glands in the brain, and a further expansion of the third eye energy center, as these all play an integral part of the integration of the higher frequency energies you will be receiving over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Before we start, may I just add that for me, my sacred center is my spiritual sacred heart center, which is located in the high heart chakra in the center of the chest, just above your physical heart. This is the space I go into when I sit in meditation with my beloved. This is where I receive sustenance and succor for my daily living. This is where I am in presence, and presence is in me. This is my center point and where I access the core power of my being. My sacred heart is my ascension portal into my higher and multidimensional consciousness. I leave it up to you to decide what your sacred space is and what it means to you. May I ask you now that as you accept this healing energy into your body, also silently ask for the same healing and clearing for all of humanity. Thank you so very much. This intention will set the ball rolling and assist humanity greatly. Know that whatever healing is taking place is for your highest good and at the exact right time for the healing to occur. If you experience any physical discomfort in the coming weeks, be assured that this is all a part of the discordant energy being cleared. Simply go into your sacred space and send unconditional love to yourself and be willing to let it go. Know also that your beloved higher self is always in charge, and you will never have to be asked to clear and let go of more than you are able to heal in any given moment. Much of what you are in the process of transmuting is not even personally yours, and because of your deep love for your incarnate soul brothers and sisters, and for Gaia, you made a pre-birth agreement to do this work to help lift the vibration of the planetary whole. You and the others who have journeyed with you time and time again are your soul brothers and sisters, and out of your mutual love and respect for each other, you agree to help each other clear karmic timelines going back many thousands of years to a time when great chaos and turmoil caused the earth to descend in consciousness to a density level that supports a reality based on the illusions of separation and duality. Therefore, just let go and accept that whatever distorted energy you are clearing, be that anger, resentment, bitterness, old hurts, betrayals, pain and suffering, unworthiness, self-loathing, and fears arising from death, lack and limitation, etc., know that these are no longer welcome burdens you wish to have with you on your journey. Let go of all the old ideas you have held about yourself and about life and how you see others and the roles they have played in your life. Then and only then can you move forward into the next glorious moment that awaits you, so that you can move into a future filled with the promise of an abundant and glorious life that your Creator intends for you to enjoy. Love and accept yourself unconditionally and show respect and compassion towards yourself, as this is liberating. Once you have released all blocks to unconditional self-acceptance and love, you will have opened the gateway fully into the heart of your soul, so that you can feel the same for others, and you will know then that you are a part of all life. You will know that there is no part of life that is not connected with you. You will know that you are life, and that life is you. And life is love, therefore you are love, made manifest into physical form. As you reach higher into the realms of your multidimensional consciousness, you know that you coexist through the intricate web of our Creator's love within a matrix that can be likened to an exquisite tapestry that is interwoven with the seeds of love and of the God-Goddess and the planet as a living entity. Within the physical dimensions, all relationships become the basis for spiritual advancement, as they create opportunities for transformation to occur. You will realize that you are in a relationship with your physical body and every part of life, but most importantly, you are in a relationship with your beloved self, the higher part of your being, who may or may not remain unseen to your human eyes. Therefore, all residues of the distorted lower human consciousness must be cleared so that healing can take place fully and completely in all aspects of yourself. Before it is possible to know yourself as an ascended master walking on the physical earth, you are a part of the planetary body of Gaia, and as such there is no part of you or no aspect of yourself that is not affected in some way by your conscious reality. As you heal your reality, so you heal the earth. When you reach the understanding that there is no part of you that remains untouched by your consciousness, you begin to consciously create your reality with a purposeful mind. You begin to only think positive thoughts, loving thoughts, and thoughts that create positive outcomes for the whole of who you are as a part of life here on earth. It is part of your mission as a light worker and light bearer to become a conscious creator, so that you can do your part in raising the light quotient for the entire planetary body as a whole. As beacons of light, you do this on a daily basis by acting as a portal for the divine love and light to move in through and around you, grounding you deeper into the crystalline grids and planetary core of Gaia, so that you may pour your divine essence into the earth, thereby serving all of humanity and every other aspect of physical life made manifest here. I invite you now to get comfortable in your sacred space, to receive the healing energy that is being transmitted to you from thousands of light beings that have gathered here today with us to to help us in the clearing and healing of these old discordant energies, so that we may move forward feeling lighter and more in alignment with our true selves and higher purpose to become an ascended planet. You may receive this energy lying down on your bed or on your mat, or sitting comfortably in a chair with your feet on the floor. If you are lying down, bend your knees so that your feet are facing downwards towards the earth. Close your eyes now and take several deep breaths with me. Bring your attention within your body and maintain focus within your sacred heart. Relax and soften your energy by relaxing your body and mind, and continue to breathe deeply. If any thoughts pop up, just gently move them aside and continue to stay present within your heart. As you breathe deeply, you find yourself moving deeper into your sacred heart. Feel the absolute bliss of being with your beloved self in your sacred space. Silently say to yourself now, "My love, please help me to release and let go of all my worries and concerns. Please help me to feel your deep love for me in my heart. Please help me to clear the way for you to be more present in my life, so that I may know myself more completely as love. Please help me to feel for myself the deep love and compassion that you have for me. Please help me to be patient with myself and to not judge myself. Please help me to stay focused in the higher frequencies of love, so that I may become free of all the constraints of my lower human consciousness, so that I may live a life of joy and blissful union with you at all times. Please help me not to be drawn into the drama and chaos being played out around me. Help me to understand that everyone is playing their roles in the version of reality that they have chosen, and this doesn't have to affect me or my reality. Please help me to stay centered in my sacred heart, so that I can project your perfect love out around me with the intention of opening and healing the hearts of every man, woman, and child upon this earth. Please help me to create heaven on earth, so that we can live in perfect love, peace, and harmony with all aspects of life. Please help me at all times to remember who I am. I am love. I am light. I am purity. I am strength. I am courage. I am faith. I am hope. I am truth, and so it is. I am the threefold flame of eternal love, power and wisdom that I feel ignite within my heart now, and I know with absolute faith I am all that I am. And now, as I accept the healing flames of eternal love, power and wisdom into my heart, I give myself permission to heal my emotional and physical bodies of all negativity, past and present. And so I embrace and release from my subconscious mind, solar plexus and emotional body all past and present records of pain, anger, grief, guilt, sorrow, trauma, shame, addiction, hopelessness, low self-esteem, negative imprints, miasms, etc., that are no longer welcome companions in the higher frequencies of light I am now receiving. I use my blue diamond sword of truth to sever all negative cords and all non-serving agreements I have created with people and through situations I have created or others have created that are holding me back on my ascension journey. And now, as I feel all of these old unwanted energies being cleared out of my energy field, I relax even more deeply into my spiritual heart, and I feel an even deeper connection to my beloved higher self within my sacred heart. The top of my head tingles with the energy of pure golden spirals of light as they enter in through my crown chakra, moving all the way down through all of my energy centers, down through my feet, grounding me deep into the planetary core of Gaia. As I feel myself now being anchored deep into the earth, my hands and feet begin to tingle with this perfect energy, and my whole body begins to vibrate with joy. As I merge now in soul consciousness with Gaia, I feel myself becoming one with all of life here on earth, and I allow myself just to let go and feel the bliss of this perfect union. I feel the overwhelming love that the earth has for me. I feel the love and support of the nature kingdoms, the animals, the birds, the trees, the dolphins and whales, the elementals, the undines of the water, the gnomes of the earth, the sylphs of the air, and the fire salamanders who exist also within my own physical body. And I give my thanks and appreciation for the unconditional love and support of my life here on the physical plane. My spiritual heart expands further, allowing me to receive more and more love, and I continue to just allow the love to bathe every inch of my body, every one of my trillions of cells, the molecules, the atoms, the electrons, the neurons, the muscles, the tissues, the tendons, the bones, the joints, and the ligaments, the nerves, the DNA and RNA, and I allow it to move into my brain and cellular memory banks, clearing out old unwanted memories and old patterning and beliefs that are not in alignment with the higher frequencies of light and love that are now permeating my being. I allow the love now to flow out from within me like a fountain, filling my auric field with unconditional love, balancing and clearing out old scars and emotional residues. My aura begins to iridescently sparkle and shine brilliantly as all those old residues of energy are released and cleared. I place around my auric field now a thick band of golden liquid light, starting at the top of my aura and working my way down to beneath my feet until my entire auric field is cocooned in the golden liquid light. My aura is sealed now, and I know that I am perfectly protected from the lower energies around me. I am safe, and so it is. I feel now within my sacred heart the perfect love of my Creator, and I feel the deep sense of peace and contentment that comes from being whole again. I ask my Creator and my higher self to lift my vibration even higher, so that I may walk the path of my divinity, knowing that every step I take and every move I make is made in divine grace and eternal love. I now humbly ask Saint Germain to activate the flame of freedom within my heart and within the hearts of every man, woman, and child here on earth. And I thank Saint Germain for this precious gift. Now that the flame of freedom has been activated within our hearts, together we envision heaven made manifest on earth, as it was meant to be in the original blueprint created for humanity. We see our new earth in all her glory, magnificence, and abundance, with the happy smiling faces of people living in peaceful communities, in awe and respect of their physical bodies, and living in balance and harmony with Mother Nature. We see children laughing and playing games, animals of every species imaginable, fields of green, covered with tapestries of exquisite flowers, bubbling brooks and springs of clear sparkling water, feeding gardens of fruit and healthy life-sustaining foods, growing abundantly for all to freely share. We see true freedom, a humbleness of spirit, the greatness of love, the joy of bliss on the faces of every man, woman, and child. We hear the chattering of the abundant bird life and see the fluttering wings of colorful butterflies that have emerged from their cocoons, transformed into all their intended glory and magnificence. We feel the warmth of the sun and the gentle breeze as it softly caresses our upturned faces, as we give thanks now to our Creator for our immortal and abundant life. We live in the vibration of eternal love, peace, and joy, truly knowing ourselves as love. We are perfect, whole, and complete. We are home. And so it is. Please take a deep breath now as you open your eyes and come back into your awareness. We thank our brothers and sisters of the light for being here with us today, and for sharing with us their unconditional love and light. We love you so very much, and we are so very grateful for your continued support. And we know that you are just a mere thought away. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now there is something special I wish to share with you concerning relationships. I received a message from Archangel Michael that I may refer back to this book as guidance and teaching concerning twin flame relationships for the new emerging fifth dimensional consciousness upon the earth. And so I use this text freely with the permission of Anamar and Adama, the High Priest of the Lemurian Council of Light in Telos, the subterranean city beneath Mount Shasta in California. Michael and I have written extensively on the subject of unconditionally loving the self. As it goes, it forms the basis for every single relationship on the earth plane. As the saying goes, you cannot fully love another until you unconditionally love, accept and forgive yourself. Until this unconditional love of the self is fully realized, the people with whom you are in relationship will continue to act as a reflection for you, to see what it is that you are needing to love, accept, and forgive within yourself. And so now I quote from the book Revelations of the New Lemuria, Telos, Volume 1, as scribed by Aurelia Louise Jones. The book is available on Amazon.com if you're interested in reading more about the Lemurians, who live in a fifth dimensional consciousness beneath the surface of our planet. The one who speaks here to you is called Anamar, an elder who lived 2,000 years prior to the loss of the continent of Lemuria and a little over 12,000 years beneath the earth in Telos. He has maintained the same youthful body for about 14,000 years of our time. He is very tall, energetic, and handsome, and looks to be about 35 years of age. During the time of Lemuria, Anamar and his twin flame built the Temple of Union, a temple which he built in honor of the love and union of twin flames. I now allow Anamar to continue. Many of you have experienced marriage relationships as devastating, bringing more stress and disappointment than joy and sustained happiness. The reason is that stressful relationships are based on duality rather than the oneness of divine love. Unless a relationship is based on oneness, it can never fulfill the longing of the heart that you feel so deeply. Now, my friends, allow me to lecture you a little. As the guardian of the unfed flame of love, I have observed your relationships for a long time. For those of you looking for your beloved somewhere outside yourself, let me say this is not the way it will happen. Your beloved is also a part of you. He or she may have a body in the outer world, but meeting your twin flame when one is not fully ready for that initiation is a bit tricky. It is not often in your best interest, because the experience of the third dimension does not always offer compatibility of character and spirit, unless both parties have reached the same level of readiness and evolution. Listen to this carefully. Look for the love that you yearn for inside yourself first, in every cell and electron of your heart and soul. Begin first to develop a relationship in unity consciousness within yourself. It is all there, awaiting your attention. Your divine counterpart lives within you. The relationship you seek is nothing more than the reflection of your direct relationship with your own divine self. When you learn to love yourself and every aspect of your essence, every aspect of your divinity, every aspect of your human experience, then that divine love for self becomes the ruler of your heart and life, and you will no longer look anywhere else. You will know that you have found it, and it will not really matter what form it takes. Your heart will feel full and completely satisfied. At that stage of development in your spiritual life, the mirror or reflection of perfect love will manifest itself tangibly in your life. This is divine law and cannot fail you. If it is not manifested in your life, either you are not ready for it, or on the inner planes you have chosen to wait, it will show up in divine timing, and any waiting period will not matter, because you will have united in your heart with the object of your yearning and your love. Once you have attained the state of divine love in your heart, nothing can be withheld from you, not even your twin flame. In the name of divine love, may I suggest that you begin looking for your beloved within yourself. This is the quickest way to be united with your twin flame. You do not have to put ads in the paper or visit a singles club. He or she will literally fall into your lap. You will not be able to avoid it. May you meet all your tests in the embrace of divine love. It is my pleasure to invite you to come to my temple at night, where I give classes for those desiring to reunite with their twin flame. I am not offering to become a matchmaker, as you call it. We are willing to assist you in reconnecting with that wondrous aspect of yourself that you abandoned a long time ago. The very aspect that magnetizes your beloved and everything else you desire to you. We will not magnetize your beloved for you, but we will show you how to accomplish this for yourself. We will teach you the true meaning of divine union. So before you go to sleep at night, ask your guides to bring you to the Temple of Union to attend our classes. My fellow teachers and I will be there to receive you. I promise that we will have a delightful time together. If you do not remember your journeys with us, do not worry. With the thinning of the veils, many more of you will eventually open to the remembrance of your many delightful nightly adventures. I am Anamar, the guardian of the Temple of Union and the unfed flame of immortal love. I have also a short message to share with you from Adama. He says, "Remember always that love is the key, dear ones. Love will open all doors to you and quickly propel you on your pathway to limitless spiritual freedom. From love you came, and to love you now return. I am Adama, your Lemurian brother." Thank you, Anamar and Adama. And with that message of love and guidance from Telos, I leave you with all my love and support and wish you a most magical and joyful day. Namaste. So much love.